Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Austin's Communitas 5K brain aneurysm walk is our focus this morning. Back with us again, Stacey Horner Dunn is here and Ashley Reich's here. And we talked about this last year, and it's great to have you back this morning. Good morning to both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
This is, first of all, Ashley, you sent me some information on last year's walk. You all had to be thrilled that $36,000 raised last year.
It was amazing. We had a lot of great people show up. It was fun. The weather was great. It was very nice atmosphere. You know, everybody was there to support the Dunns as well as to raise money for something very, very close to all of our heart. Austin was a wonderful, wonderful person. And if we can do something to help somebody else, you know, that's the goal.
And we had some amazing sponsors that stepped up to the plate. Yes. I mean, we really had so many sponsors, we started to run out of room on the back of our T-shirts.
Well, that's a good problem to have. Not many people can say that.
Yeah.
This year's walk is going to be on September 28th. It'll be from 9 to noon at Old Mill Park. And we'll give you all kinds of information on how to sign up and talk about that. But boy, for you, Stacey, just to see the community come together like this had to be really heartwarming. And I mean, you all put a lot of work into this, and people responded.
We did. I mean, we had support from her high school. She went to Fredericksburg Academy, and the headmaster. We had a whole crew from there. Her friends from William and Mary came from all over. Some people from New York, New Jersey. I mean, they really made an effort to come down. And just my support, my friends and Gary, my husband Gary's friends, just really, and our families came.
Yeah.
And it was just really, it was very touching. And so many people that I've met in our local community that have been affected by brain aneurysm. So it was, we had some survivors there, which was really just awesome to see that some people do survive. So it was really inspiring and makes us want to do more.
The show we did last year is I'll never forget it. It's one of the, it just was it was so moving. The stories you did, the story, I'll have you tell it again in a second. But what really stood out to me as we talked about this last year was just how sudden this all came. You had There was nothing that indicated that this was going to happen.
No, it's really a silent, I mean, there's some warning signs in some people, but for Austin, it was very sudden. We had been out shopping and having dinner because her dad was away, visiting family, and we had a really beautiful night. We had dinner, and then we came home, and she was actually house-sitting for a family friend who had some pets, and she, you know, said, I'm going to use the bathroom, and then I'm going to head out to Aunt Jackie's and take care of the dogs. And I said, okay. And she went in the bathroom and came out and just said, I'm dizzy. And she kind of staggered over to our living room area and kind of collapsed on the sofa. And then she felt really nauseous, so she said, help me get to the bathroom. And so I did, and then I immediately called 911. And I will say King George paramedics, they were on it. They arrived really quickly. At the time, we lived out in Dogue. And they were there, I would say, within, it seemed like 5 minutes. I don't even know. It was so fast. And they got her up, and she was still sort of talking. They transported her and me to Mary Washington. So, and then it was just kind of a steady decline at that time. She just kind of kept, obviously, then the vomiting came and the severe headache. But hers started with really bad vertigo and dizziness. And initially, I don't think the doctors really thought that this young lady would have an aneurysm. And then they did a CT scan and saw that she had this massive bleed. And so by then she was needing assistance to breathe and whatnot. And we made the doctor said to me, she needs to be airlifted. So we moved her down to Richmond, where the next morning she did pass away from the complications of the aneurysm.
Boy, just the suddenness and yeah. I just that story just always gets to me.
Yeah.
You had a great day together and
yep.
all of a sudden it just occurs.
Yes, and that is often the scenario. So you know, one of the key signs is what they say is if someone says I've had the worst headache of my life, that's the key sign. For us, the vertigo came first and then a massive, horrible headache. But what I'm struck by is that the more I learn about brain aneurysms, the more I'm learning that it isn't, it's a young person thing that can happen, not just to Austin, but several people that recently I ended up in Washington, D.C., helped sponsor an advocacy day with the Brain Aneurysm Foundation, where they go every 2 years and resubmit this bill to try and get extra funding. And the bill is actually called Ellie's Law, and it's named after a 14-year-old girl who died from a brain aneurysm the second day of high school.
14. Wow. Yeah, go ahead.
No, and the bill also cites some other people. One is a 27-year-old woman, another one who was a newscaster, actually. All women. And that's also an interesting statistic because we're finding that more women are affected by this than men. Like 3 women to every 2 men. And it the incidence gets even more dire for people that are of African American descent or Hispanic women, but for whatever reason, women seem to be more affected. So.
Well, I remember when you came in and we talked about this last year, just being struck just the fact that she was so young. Because when you'd hear about aneurysms, it would be when I ever did it. It always seemed to be older people.
Yeah, no. But apparently, there's a large percentage of young people and. I think the Brain Aneurysm's hope is to raise awareness. The Brain Aneurysm Foundation is really pushing to raise awareness and to get more money for research. And part of that research would entail how to screen for this a little bit more effectively. They think there are some genetic markers and that there might be a blood test because it could be eventually found to truly be inherited. But right now, the way we screen for it is by CT scans what they call an MRA, which is an MRI of the arteries in the brain. And it's difficult to get that to happen if you don't have people in your family that have suffered for an aneurysm due to insurance issues.
Yeah.
So, they're looking for a better way to screen and how to better treatment. So,
brain aneurysms are our focus this morning. We're talking about Austin's Communitas 5K Brain Aneurysm Walk. It'll be September 28th, 9 to noon at Old Mill Park. Stacey Horner-Dunn is here and Ashley Rakes is here. And we will continue when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Brain aneurysms are our focus this morning, and specifically Austin's Communitas 5K Brain Aneurysm Walk. That's September 28th. Stacey Horner-Dunn is here. Ashley Rakes is here. Ashley, I think you and I had the same response when Stacey was going through just some of the statistics and talking about things, just of how she had it all laid out. And you and I think we're both sitting, we're just kind of, you know, mesmerized by just the statistics that she was able to give.
She knows quite a bit. She really does. She's done her research. I mean, you know, losing a child is hard enough, but I think she's now trying to educate herself on on what causes this, what can we do? She wants to make it better. She wants to help people make sure that this doesn't happen to somebody else. So she really knows her stuff.
That's what you told me last year. You said, if I can save one family, and going up to Capitol Hill has, I mean, for you to be able to do that's pretty is pretty daunting, but shows the commitment that you have to this issue.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was definitely out of my comfort zone. Purely driving in D.C. is out of my comfort zone. So we got up, we went up, and actually what happens is the Brain Aneurysm Foundation and another organization called the Bee Foundation partner with a law firm that does pro bono work, and they do an educational day and talk to you about the bills that they're trying to get passed, and they pair you with a lawyer, and you're put in teams. And I will say I was really, really moved. I got into this big room of, there were about 100 people there, and on my team, I turned around, and five of Austin's schoolmates from William & Mary had come, unbeknownst to me. So I was just really moved by that. And our lawyer actually had personal connection to brain aneurysms. Her mother had an inoperable brain aneurysm. So they educate you on how you're supposed to behave on the Hill and what you can say and not say. And then you go in with this team of people, and you basically, they send you to your representative's office where you don't really get to talk to the representative. You get to talk to an aide or a staffer. Yeah. But you tell your story, and you were trying to get a bill, H.R. 594, which is this Ellie's Law named for this 14-year-old girl that passed away. And the bill is hoping to garner $5 million over the next 5 years to be given towards brain aneurysm research and support of families that have survivors. And the other resolution was just a simple resolution of just naming September Brain Aneurysm Awareness Month, across the nation. So those were the two asks that we had of our representatives. And, I mean, it was a long day. I went through and I met with six different people and told my story six times. It was exhausting. But at the end of the day, I did meet other families, and I met a young man whose mother had a brain aneurysm 6 months ago. He's a sophomore at George Mason, and she did survive. But he was there to tell his representatives that their medical bills right now are at $1.2 million for her care, because such a vast majority of those, when they do survive, have really severe neurologic issues that require a tremendous amount of care and money. So it was just staggering. He had such composure as a young person. I was really impressed. But story after story like that, you know, really amazing. So I think it's worthwhile. And the bill didn't get enough support that it will pass, but we'll be there every couple of years representing it, you know. So. And it's my hope that I can get Fredericksburg City Council to at least recognize September as Brain Aneurysm Awareness Month, since that is a national push to have that happen. So that's going to be my next step.
Well, I think just the education that you're able to, in the last few years, to just provide all of us is a big help, because it. Things like this happen, and you hope that maybe if when other families or other situations arise, that's something that you think of right away, because I guess time would be the key thing.
Yeah. I think just being persistent and putting the word out there. And last year, prior to our walk, I don't know how many people reached out to me and just emailed me. I didn't know them, and they just said, hey, I have a relative, or my wife, or my mother. I mean, it was amazing. At one point, I was standing at the farmer's market handing out flyers for our walk. And I think the first day, Ashley, we were there, we had about 20 people come up to us and say,
it was amazing.
Someone in my family had a brain aneurysm. And I just thought, how can this not be? I mean, it's just so under-discussed and so underfunded. Because when we look at, when we look at different diseases like brain cancer or ovarian cancer, incidence is sort of similar, very close, and their funding is like 10 times what brain aneurysms get. So, you know, I think it's a really worthwhile cause to raise funds for.
But I hadn't even thought about it, but because you're dealing with the brain and just the after effects, I never thought of even that if you do survive, that there's a lot, there's likely a lot to be involved.
There is. I mean, often I think these people, I think the estimation is $150 million a year goes towards taking care of survivors. Mm. And, you know, when we look at funding as a whole, brain aneurysms get 83 cents from the federal government for a brain aneurysm that's occurred, that's been diagnosed. So the 83 cents is not very much funding.
Now, and when you think about that, and then that plays into just the training and just how aware anybody is about this.
Yeah. So it's become a goal to raise awareness and maybe get some more funding for, you know, a really important cause.
And that's why the 5K brain aneurysm walk on the 28th, Ashley, is so important. This is a chance for the community to get involved. If you have had, you know, like Stacy mentioned, just the people that come up to her and talk about, if you've had family members or not, this is a cause to get behind.
Oh, for sure. Last year, I was amazed at the amount of people that showed up and showed their support, and it was just a really great day, and I was so honored to be a part of it. And I'd love to see that many people and more out this year again, showing their support and helping us raise money for a wonderful cause in September.
How can people sign up and get it? You know, establish teams and all that kind of thing?
That is a great way to participate. Of course, anything with friends and family is fun. You know, mm-hmm. teams, you can sign up as a team. You can sign up as an individual. If you do sign up a team, the top team raises, you know, the highest donation amount will receive a prize at the walk. But you can sign up as an individual. There is a website that you can go to. It was just actually posted this week. It is not as user friendly as I would like it to be, but this is what we got. So it's bafound for foundation.org /2019 Austin's Walk.
Okay.
So it's a little bit of a mouthful. You can go to their page, the actual BA Foundation, bafound.org, and you can click on the event page, put in your state, and there are, you know, events all over the country, but ours is on there. You just got to go scroll down to it's by, you know, the most recent the soonest to the later. So we're down there in the September.
Well, and we'll put it out. We'll put it on our correct. Facebook page and that kind of thing, to where you can just link it.
We also
to
have
there.
A Facebook page as well that we're going to have some having updates periodically, so you know what's going on. The name of the page is Communitas for Brain Aneurysm. You can just put that in the search menu on Facebook and it will pop up, but we'll try to keep people as informed of things as we go along. It's a good way to stay informed about what we're doing.
So the Facebook page again is
Communitas for Brain Aneurysm.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Communitas, you explained, I remember you explained what, I had never heard that term until I met you.
Yeah, that was, Austin did her senior year at William & Mary. She did an independent research project about Communitas, which is the theory that when you're with people, even people you don't know, and you experience something, that it's a bonding thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even something like seeing a concert or watching a movie with a group of strangers. And so she really was interested in this. And so she did actually a short film on it when she was at William & Mary. And, you know, it just seemed like an appropriate thing for us to add into this brain aneurysm awareness, just because when we get all of our friends and the community together, it's definitely a bonding thing to experience something like this. And I think as horrified she would be as that she was in the limelight, exactly. she would be proud that we're trying to bring together the community and have this kind of, it's not an intense, high-powered walk. It's just walking with some friends and coming back and enjoying some of Austin's favorite food, which was ice cream and popcorn, and just chilling out and listening to some good music. A couple of her friends played for us last year, and this year we have a few more people, I think, that are going to play, mostly acoustic music, but just so people can relax and enjoy time together.
Well, I thought that the communitas thing, more people should and could adopt that when they do things. I think it really does describe. And the thing I noticed when I saw some pictures from last year's walk, everybody was smiling and just seemed to be having a really good time. That's one of the things that really stood out to me when I saw the pictures afterwards.
Yeah, I think everybody did really come together, and they remembered Austin, and I'm just impressed by the number of people that have supported us in the community. Just incredible. And her friends coming from all over just makes me feel good. It's hard to watch other kids grow old when you're missing your own in one breath. But the other is that they're still willing to come hang out with us, you know. Mm. So that's really nice. Yeah. I really enjoy that. But I know this year we want to change a little bit in that we would love to have high schools participate. I really just dealt with mainly Fredericksburg Academy because that's mm-hmm. where my kids went to school. But this can affect all young kids, and there's a huge number of high schools that we haven't even educated yet. So it's my hope that we can somehow reach out to these high schools and talk to them about it and get them on board for, maybe creating teams or whatever and participating. So I'd like to do that. And then we're going to try and add a memory wall, or whether it be a good memory or a survivor wall, but just a place where people can come hang pictures and meet other
families. Yeah, bring your picture.
Families,
yeah, we'd love that.
Meet other families that have been through this ordeal, and they can share their stories if they want, or just see that they're not alone.
We will continue. We need to take a break. Stacy Horner Dunn is here, and Ashley Rakes is here. Austin's Communitas 5K Brain Aneurysm Walk, September 28th, 9 to noon at Old Mill Park. One of the ways you can find out and find out more information and sign up, one of the ways is the Facebook page Communitas for Brain Aneurysm Awareness. Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:31.
I have the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Austin's Communitas 5K Brain Aneurysm Walk. It's September 28th. 9 to noon at Old Mill Park in Fredericksburg. Stacy Horner Dunn is here, and Ashley Reich's here talking about it. This is Austin Dunn is Stacy Horner Dunn's daughter. What was 2016 that she passed away?
Yep.
I remember she the other thing was she was in good health. She ate well. She did all the things and more that you would think. You know, she's healthy.
She ate really well, although she did like ice cream, but she was really diligent. She exercised. She did not smoke. She didn't, she wasn't a big partier or any of that business. But, she was like the picture of health, really. You would not look at her and think this child is going to pass away tomorrow. You know, she just really was very vibrant, very healthy. She had finished at William & Mary with a dual degree in art and English, and had re-enrolled into Mary Wash, actually, to take some post-bac classes because she decided she wanted to go on and get a PhD in psychology, and was taking classes there at the time that this all happened. So, yeah, she was just not a sickly, she didn't appear sick at all.
By the time they got her, when they decided, made the call to she needed to go to down to Richmond, by that point, when she got to Richmond, when did you know it was that you first heard the words, you know, brain aneurysm?
Well, they did a CAT scan at Mary Washington and told me she had a bleed and it was most likely a brain aneurysm. But I don't think at that moment I really understood the gravity of the situation.
Yeah.
No one ever said, you know, this is it. They just said it's bad and we need to get a neurosurgeon to put a drain, you know, a stent in her head to relieve the pressure, and we want to airlift her to Richmond. And as the longer she stayed, I mean, I think there were a certain amount of shock set in that you don't think your child, who was just talking to you 3 hours ago,
sure,
is now going to die. And she was lost the ability to breathe on her own, so they had to intubate her and start her with that. And her heart, some of the repercussions of the pressure on the brain, she developed an arrhythmia or abnormal rhythm of the heart, and so they had to shock her a few times to get that back in tow. So it became like the effects of the bleed putting pressure on the brain is really what was the issue. So she lost consciousness, and still in your heart of hearts, you're hoping my kid's going to wake back up, you know. And so luckily I had Ashley there because my husband was away, and she came to the rescue as always and came and got my keys and dealt with all the dogs, including the house-sitting dogs, my dogs and cats. And she just said, do what you need to do. And we then airlifted her down to Richmond. And at that point, the physicians there thought referred to her as being brain dead. As the shift changed, another doctor came in and said he wasn't quite sure. She had a lot of medications, and he really wanted to make sure that that was, in fact, the case before he declared that. So we waited and waited and waited. And then, unfortunately, she arrested from the side effects of the aneurysm. So,
Stacey, what happens when you have a brain aneurysm?
So actually, maybe I should start with what is a brain aneurysm, because not everybody knows. And so a brain aneurysm is an artery in your brain that is weakened. So your arteries are really kind of have thick walled. They're very strong typically. And an aneurysm is almost like a little ballooning or an outpouching of an artery. And the pressure of the blood constantly rushing by that weakened area then tears, and then you have blood escape and surround and put pressure on the actual brain itself. So then with pressure, your brain cells can't do what they're supposed to do, and you suffer different side effects from that happening. So that's what a brain aneurysm is. So and apparently from studies they've done, that 1 in 50 people walking around have an unruptured brain aneurysm. That's an amazing amount.
That is.
1 in 50 people. Yeah. So, yeah, and then about 30,000 people per year in the United States suffer a rupture, and about almost half of those people will pass away.
And in her case, because you, I think you, when you said earlier that a lot of times a headache will be kind of the, but that was not the first symptom she had.
Yeah, she got became acutely dizzy, and you know, that can also be a side effect, but often it's people complaining of headaches, severe headaches. And in fact, the young lady that bill is being put forward to the Hill, she was 14 and had complained of multiple headaches, and it never went diagnosed. And then she had a catastrophic event and passed away. So... but yeah, apparently headache is the number one thing that people will complain
about. And sometimes that can be misconstrued as anything.
Right, and that's part of the problem.
You know, people get migraines that they would say are severely painful.
Yeah, yeah. Austin had a severe headache when she was a sophomore at William & Mary, and afterwards got really bad vertigo. And I went down and took her into the doctor, and they told me she had a migraine. And... you know, in hindsight, it's really easy to think. But, you know, here I had a young college student who was pressured. It was during finals.
Oh, yeah.
She was, like, not eating the way she probably should have. And she was performing in a coffee house for the first time. So a shy person getting up and playing the guitar and singing for the first time ever in her life. And I thought, you know, I agreed with the doctors. And in hindsight, I have to wonder if that had been a small bleed, you know, because they – can be small or huge, and obviously the one was rather large that took her life. So,
and you said that there are things that they can that families can do to see if this runs in the family.
Well, they're working on it. Apparently, they're working on finding a genetic marker, so they're hoping to develop a blood test. But when you have a person in your family with a brain aneurysm. And say, for instance, if I want to screen my son, the insurance says you have to have two family members that have had an aneurysm. And I think, you know, in order for insurance to cover it, I think that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. I
was thinking one child is quite enough,
yes.
You know. But we were able to get my son screened, and he was clear. So that's really comforting to know at this time he was clear. But yeah, they're hoping to develop other testing that isn't as invasive, or not invasive, if you will, but so involved as an MRI of your arteries in your head. So they're hoping to develop a marker so that they can do a simple blood test, a screening.
Well, I saw this list of famous people impacted.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing?
And I had no, and any of these, I had no idea, because sometimes you'll get people who kind of become spokespersons for this.
Yeah, I know Whoopi Goldberg lost her brother, and last year she did do a commercial spot in September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do know she did that, and I remembered Sharon Stone having an incident way back when.
Okay.
But most recently, and I think the younger generation will know, this is where I don't watch Game of Thrones.
I can't
believe I'm saying that on air.
I don't either.
Ashley does. And one of the main characters.
Emilia Clarke. She plays Daenerys, like
the dragon queen.
The top, you know, actress on the show. And she suffered it twice.
Two brain aneurysms.
And why she was filming the show.
Yeah, at the end of season one,
She suffered them. So, you know, it can affect, doesn't matter who you are, you know, it affects everybody.
But, Neil Young, apparently, and Quincy Jones. I mean, there was also recently a baseball player, I believe, that collapsed in the dugout. And he did live.
Well,
do you remember what team
He played on many. When we looked it up, he'd played on several teams. The White Sox, I think.
Yeah, I remember that incident.
He was with the Nats for a little bit, too, I think. But I don't remember exactly who he's with. Who he's with now.
But, you know, here's an athlete, the picture of health.
And, right. Yeah. It really is one of those things that there's not a lot of advance warning that it's there.
And that's the hardest part, I think. And when it happens, time is of the essence to deal with the aneurysm really quickly. The young man that I met, whose family has such medical debt of told me his mom actually had her aneurysm rupture in their driveway, and the father was home and like ran out, called 911, and the paramedics like recognized she had all like the key signs.
Yeah.
And she did live. I think she's had a stroke after, and so many complicating factors, but she's improving and she's able to speak and now, and so but yeah, it's amazing.
Well, and I think one of the, besides the raising money for research and to help, just you talking about this, if we do encounter something like this in our families, it can be something that you immediately tell the paramedics, you tell the doctors,
exactly,
and get it in the, you know, have get them it, look yeah, right away for it.
Yeah, exactly. And certainly if you have anyone in your family that's had an aneurysm, you're at higher risk. So, you know, if someone in your family has had something like this happen, you need to share that. That's a really important piece of information because they do feel like it is genetically linked to, in certain families.
Austin's Communitas 5K Brain Aneurysm Walk is September 28th. It's 9 to noon at Old Mill Park. Stacy Horner Dunn is here. Ashley Rakes is here. And when we come back, we'll wrap this up and talk about you getting involved in the walk and in raising money and in beating the $36,000 that was raised last year. We'll do that when we come back. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll conclude on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Stacy Horner Dunn is here. Ashley Rakes is here. Austin's Communitas 5K Brain Aneurysm Walk is September 28th, 9 to noon at Old Mill Park. And Ashley, this is the chance to get your family involved, get your neighborhood involved, maybe a Sunday school class,
oh, that'd
or
be great.
At people at work, and, yeah, and get a team.
We'd love to get, like Stacy mentioned earlier, trying to get high schools involved. You know, it's always great to participate with friends and family. Mm-hmm. So if you have a team, you can walk with them. You know, it's more fun, of course, when you do things together with people. But we would love to encourage the high school churches maybe to come out.
Yeah.
A couple of our sponsors even had some teams. We had a couple, our local emergency animal hospital had a team.
Yeah.
I would love to see more teams than we had. Let's beat last year. Let's do better than we did last year. As amazing as we did, we can do better.
$36,000 was just fantastic and shows the level of commitment.
We were very happy to see that, yeah, that number.
I think the top earner was actually my
her family. Yeah,
my sister lives in Pennsylvania, and people that didn't even know me, let alone Austin, donated this to her team. So,
and you can also, when you have a team, you don't necessarily have to participate on the team.
Mm-hmm.
So say you have a family member that lives here, your family member starts the team, they're going to walk. You know, your aunt and uncle who live out in, you know, California can register and donate to your team. So that's another way to do,
yeah,
it as well. You don't actually have to be present to be on the team.
And I would love it if some of the families that we met last year that have experienced, you know, brain aneurysms would form teams,
yeah,
and just get out, you know, come out and walk the
we
walk
did have
with
a,
us.
A survivor last year.
We did.
Who came with several of her family members. That was,
yeah,
really nice to
really
see.
It really was.
She
it
came
really
with was. About four or five of her family members, and it was really nice to meet her. I liked her a lot.
Yeah.
Well, Stacy, you've become passionate about this and have really become, I've learned so much, and I know many others have too.
Yeah, that's the mission. And I know without my friends and family supporting me and people like Ashley helping me get this walk up and going, I would not be as effective. But, you know, if we can spare one parent or one family such a tragic loss, it would be wonderful. And you know, just early recognition, knowing the signs, knowing what to tell the physicians to help them get treatment going, I think is really helpful. And just spreading the awareness.
Everybody needs a friend like Ashley. Ashley, yeah. You are right there and involved.
We make a good team. We do quite a bit of things as a team.
Yeah.
We make a good team.
We do.
But it is, this really, I mean, you really have provided a service to the community, because when you came in last year, I knew nothing about aneurysms, and you told the story, and the fact that you're able to tell the story and want to tell it and want to get the word out is terrific.
I mean, it was life changing. I mean, anytime you lose a child or a family member, but a child, that the order is is wrong. You know, you don't expect your child to leave before you do. And I will say that the community in general we've met some really wonderful people that have led us to you to help get the word out and to support us, you know, because it's an ongoing thing. But if we can just save one person, it would be amazing. I mean, and not to mention how it affects everyone in the family, you know, because these people that do survive, they then become instant caregivers, and it's a huge burden financially and emotionally, and they need support. And when you lose a child, you need support. So, you know, I just think if we can continue the march and raise awareness, then it's worthwhile.
It's September 28th. It's at O'Mill Park, Austin's Communitas 5K Brain Aneurysm Walk. There's a Facebook page you can go to, Communitas for Brain Aneurysm Awareness. And that'll give you all the information and give you a link to get to where you can give. Communitas for Brain Aneurysm Awareness, September 28th is the walk at Old Mill Park. Stacy Horner-Dunn and Ashley Rakes, as always, thank you so much for just the information
that
you provided. Thanks for sharing.
For letting us share.
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
You.
That is it for Town Talk. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.